Welcome to the FDA Drug Safety Podcast for healthcare professionals from the Division of Drug Information. This is Leslie Navin, Advanced Practice Nurse. On August 3, 2018, FDA warned that the antibiotic azithromycin, brand name Zithromax, Z-Max, should not be given long-term to prevent a certain inflammatory lung condition in patients with cancers of the blood or lymph nodes who undergo a donor stem cell transplant. Results of a clinical trial found an increased rate of relapse in cancers affecting the blood and lymph nodes, including death, in these patients. We are reviewing additional data and will communicate our conclusions and recommendations when our review is complete. The serious lung condition for which long-term azithromycin was being studied, called bronchiolitis obliterans syndrome, is caused by inflammation and scarring in the airways of the lungs, resulting in severe shortness of breath and dry cough. Cancer patients who undergo stem cell transplants from donors are at risk for bronchiolitis obliterans syndrome. The manufacturer of brand name azithromycin is providing a Dear Healthcare Provider letter on this safety issue to healthcare professionals who care for patients undergoing donor stem cell transplants. Azithromycin is not approved for preventing bronchiolitis obliterans syndrome, and there are no known effective prophylactic antibiotic treatments. Healthcare professionals should not prescribe long-term azithromycin for prophylaxis of bronchiolitis obliterans syndrome to patients who undergo donor stem cell transplants because of the increased potential for cancer relapse and death. Researchers in France identified this increased risk of cancer relapse and death while conducting a clinical trial investigating the effectiveness of long-term azithromycin to prevent bronchiolitis obliterans syndrome in patients who undergo donor or allogenic stem cell transplants for cancers of the blood and lymph nodes. They concluded that the risks of long-term azithromycin exposure after donor stem cell transplantation may exceed the benefits. The trial could not determine why the rates of cancer relapse and death were higher with azithromycin. The researchers stopped the trial 13 months after the study completed enrollment of 480 patients because an unexpected increase in the rate of both cancer relapses and death was observed in patients taking azithromycin. Side effects involving azithromycin should be reported to FDA's MedWatch program at fda.gov/MedWatch. A link to the full communication detailing specific information for healthcare professionals, including a link to the full clinical study, can be found at fda.gov/drugsafetycommunications. If you have drug questions, you can reach us at druginfo@fda.hhs.gov and follow us on Twitter at FDA Drug Info for up-to-the-minute important drug information.